Simcha, we were just manshich to the world, no? Isn't that awesome? First of all, Avi and Adi are the best dancers. We have that down. You guys are great just now. Alright, now let's learn a little bit. Listen, other, we have to do whatever we could to mismanage ourselves, you know? Can you imagine, like, somehow that's going to be, like, on video? Like, it's going to be, like, the Purim's good this year. Alright, chavra, now let's get serious a little bit. The only way you can make Kabbalah Torahs from Matal Zilber is mamash just that Mila Dishtissa, because we have no sheikhs to Purim, we have no sheikhs to anything in Disha. But, you know, we're a bunch of jokesters. At least when we get up to Shemaim, we can say Hashem, we made you laugh. Think of it right now, you don't think the Borei Olam is like hysterical laughing at us? You know what I mean? Okay, no, nope. Yeah, a little bit. For sure, Hashem's hysterical. Some of the things that like happen in my life, just like it's always too funny. Okay, so we've mamish been counting down since I think we had 80 days until Purim. It's like when we mamish like started, like right when Chanukah finished, we were already there. Like, okay, we got 7 days until Purim. However, we're less than 20 days until Purim. It's wild. It's mamish wild. You know, it's like you prepare for something your whole life. And then you're like, wow, it's already here. So these are like crunch time now. How do we prepare? And it's also that in terms of the year itself, Zman's mamash, 2 weeks left of Zman. That's it. It's a wild concept to think about. And people are still saying that, you know, okay, I'm going to start now. It flies. So what's something we could do? Shut the door. So holding my parsha's Truma this week. So we know the famous pasuk in the first Aliyah. It says Vasuli Mikdash Vishachati Besocha. Right? Sorry about my voice. I still don't have my voice fully back from last week. So hopefully Hashem will give me the kliches to. So it says Vasuli Mikdash Vishachati Besocha. Right? Like we said before, from the Maor Minayim, that Adar is also Aleph Dar. Right? That Hashem wants to dwell with us. The Dafka Sfarim say is that Dafka, He wants to dwell in this world. In this lowly world called Olam HaAsiya, the Borei Olam wants to be a part of it. He wants to be down here. He doesn't want to be only up there. He wants to be part of us. He wants us to make a dira form called Dira B'Tachtonim. Dafka in the Olam HaAsiya. So we know that the only way a person has a sheikhas to coming into Purim is only if you first go through what? What's the Shabbos before Purim?
Parsha
Zohar. Which is what? Which is erasing a Malik. Right, that the only sheikhs you have to entering into the Kiddush of Purim is that you have to get by a malik. Because a malik is that big barrier before you can get in, that's what blocks you. So who's a malik today? Exactly. So the Zohar says, Tzvi Tzadik brings that down. So today, you know where the Yitzhahara is? A malik, the Yitzhahara.
Are there people that are actually a malik?
We don't, there could have been, there could be. Some people say that the Nazis, Machshamon, were a malik, but we don't know today. You know what I mean? So today, Sarm say that today is talking about Mamsh the Yitzhahara as a Malik.
We should talk about a really weird proof for some of the Nazi things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. With the 10 sons. So we don't know. But Lamaisa, today we have no idea. So you can say, oh, there's no Malik today. No. It's Mamsh, it's that barrier of the Yitzhahara that gets in your way from doing things. So we know that when a Malik first burst onto the scene, it was at the end of Parsha B'Shalach. Right? You say, Yeshem Kibrinum Ayin, the next pasuk Vayav a Malik. So one of the last psukim, maybe it's the last pasuk of B'Shalach, what does the pasuk say? So what's the nakuda that a malik attacks most? says, Ki yad al kes ka milchem al Hashem ba malik. Right? Midor dor. So the question is, it says, Ki yad al kes ka. What does that mean? If I ask you, what's ki yad al kes ka mean? Ki yad, the hand, al, what's case, what's ka? So if you look at Rashi, the Rashi says, you know what that means? Is that case, the word case is missing an aleph. So if you add an aleph to case, kisei. And ka, yud ke, is missing vav ke. It's Hashem's name. It says, as long as a malik's in the world, what they do is yad al kes ka. They block out the aleph of the kisei, that Hashem's kisei is in shalim. And they also block out the letters vav and he of Hashem's name. Right? There's yud ke, but we don't have vav ke. Do you have any more water? Someone want to get water?
Oh,
yeah, is that okay? Is that okay? Just a little bit.
We're both a little wild, we match you on that.
Yeah, it's a lot of wild. Is that, I don't know.
It's not for
the river. Right? Not for Rav Matl, since we're saying Rav Matl's Torah. All right, we'll go slowly. So, yeah, on par with what we're saying. How can we not enter into Purim without learning Rav Matl Zilber? However, this is unbelievable. Listen very carefully. It's deep. If you have a pen and paper, that would definitely help you out. If you don't, that's okay too. Anyone want a pen and paper? I have two pens. Three. Anyone? Any takers?
Yeah,
I got paper first. So Nakuda is, listen to this. So what does it mean that this Nakuda of Kiyad al Kes Ka, right? That Hashem, that Malik blocks out the Vav and the He of Hashem's name. What does that mean? So Chaver, listen to Rav Matl Zilber Shlita. It's on page Samech Zayin in his Mamorim on Purim. Rav Matl, yeah. It says like this: Uksiv in Shemos Yud Zayin Tet Zayin Kiyad al Kes Ka Melchem Hashem ba Malik Midor Dor. Like we said before. Ve'ein Shemo Shalim, ve'ein Kiso Shalim, ad Sheyimcha Shemo Shamalik. And Hashem's name is in Shalim, and Hashem's Kisei is in Shalim until we erase a Malik. Shamalik misnagi the Shemus Hashem Avaya. That what a Malik tries to go against is the Shlemus of Hashem. Meaning what? That there's no Kavod Shemayim in this world, because they don't let Hashem be in this world. They don't let the Shlemus of Hashem be in this world. So, however, listen to this. I read this last night, I was going out of my kelim. It's unbelievable. It says in Bereishis, that who did, so first of all, where does the Malik come from? Who's the Malik's great-great-grandfather?
Asa,
very good. Asa, right? What's it? Huh? Oh, very good. Very good. So the Pasuk says, Vitimna, Haisa Pilegesh La'alifas Ben Esav. That Timna was a Pilegesh, right? She was married to the son of Esav. Vitala lo was a Malik, and they had a Malik. They gave birth to a Malik. So this. Ubi'arnu b'makam acher ki pilagshim. So she was a Pilegesh, and how you say Pilagshim is plural. So Pilagshim, again, now remember, Timna was a Pilegesh, right? So now that has, and that means a Malik comes from a Pilegesh. Okay? Have to listen to this very carefully. Ki Pilagshim, big word Pilagshim, Pei Lamed Gimel, Shin Mem. What does that spell?
Pelegshim.
Ki Pilagshim, Hutzer of Pelegshim. What does Pelegshim mean?
There's missing or something wrong.
Pei Lamed Gimel, Shin Mem. Pilagshim. Right, concubines.
Shin Mem.
So if you take the no. Alright? So what it is, it's Pelegshim. It means half the name. And that's where Malik comes from. That what? They don't let you see the Vav and the Hay of Hashem's name. Ki Ish V'Isha, we know like this. Okay, this is a little bit deep for a second, but I'm going to bring it out to very nice level. So listen carefully. We know the Gemara and Sota says that if you take the difference, alright, Rafi, take the difference between the word Ish and Isha. What are the two letters that are different?
The
Hay. And?
Yud.
Yud. Right? So an Ish and Isha have a Yud and Hay in their name. So it says, Im Zacha, if they're Zucha, then what do they have? Then they have a Shem in their marriage. That's a Yud and K. So what are we missing? It's good to have a Yud K, but what do you need?
Vavke.
I need a Vav K. So where do you get this Vav K from? So it says like this. Yud B'ish, Hey B'isha, Sheshchina Shri B'nei. That means that the Shechin is with them. Vayidei, so how do you get the Vav K? So what do you sign? What do you write? What do you give to your wife to marry her? Ksuba. So he says, Vayidei Ksuba, Nishtam Aslan Vav K. Nasashim Shalom. Why? Because take the word Ksuba, you know what Ksuba spells? Kasav Vavke. That you write in Vavke. So now you have Ish, Yud, Isha, Hey, Ksuba, Vavke. And that's how you make a Shalim, Shlemus, the Shem Avaya. So what's the difference between a Malik then? Aval, it says in Gemara Sanhedrin, when you marry a Pilegesh, Pilakshim, Shem, below Ksuba. They don't have a Ksuba.
What's the definition of Pilegesh?
Concubine.
Concubine?
Yeah. Right? So what do you see? Again, who did Amalek come from? A Pilegesh. What's the whole Nikud about a Pilegesh? That there's no Ksuba, which means that what? There's no Vavke. And that's why Amalek is a Misnagi to the Vavke. Right? Which means that what? They block out the Shlemus of the Shem Hashem. Ain lahem vav and kei rak peleg shem shishlem rak yud kei v'kevon shem malik bo mi pilegesh lachein ain maniach shlemus hashem rak yud kei. Therefore, what they block out the shem v'shem, right? Shezehu ki yad al keis kam milchama shem malik, that the milchama they do, yeah, the milchama that they do is what is that they don't let the shem v'shem be shalim. And chaver, that's unbelievable. We're not like crying about that because we're so rachok. We don't understand that. But you know what that means, that Hashem's name isn't Shalim? Hashem who runs the world, the Melech Machel Nachim, and there's something that could block out his name, Chas V'Shalom? That's wild. But we have to figure out, what's the nature? Why do they choose Vav Keh? Why do they block out the Vav and the Keh of Hashem's name? So it's actually very nice, because it goes like this. Ramatel says, he says, Ki Bechinas Yud Keh, Romeis Al Olam HaMachshava. Right, it says the Yud and the Hey, this is a little bit deeper, but don't worry. The Yud and the Hey, what they hint to is Machshava. That's Yud K. So what does Vav K represent? Vav and K are Olam HaMaisa. So the Vav and Hey, you know what that represents? It represents doing. It represents Asiya. So now let's tap back in. So why is Malik attacking the Vav and the Hey? What did we start off? We started that what? Vasu Mikdash V'Shachati B'Zacham. Hashem wants to dwell in this world. This world is Vav K.
To make yourself.
Oh, so why is a Malik choose the Vav K? Because they say, yeah, Hashem could be up there. But there's no Maisa. There's no such thing. What?
Just Machshava.
You could think about being a Jew, but don't do it. You could think about looking at a Jew. You think about learning, and you could want to learn, but don't do it. They don't allow Hashem's presence to be in this world. They want you to think, no, it's only in Olam Haba that's where Hashem exists. And that's what Amalek attacks most. So Nekuda goes like this, Chavra. Is that if you look in Svarim, basically Purim is really 2 months. It's a 2 month avoda. Yeah? There's a concept called Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Yeah? Heard of this before? Machshava is what? Is thoughts. Dibur is speech. And Maisa is actually doing. So remember we quoted from the Bas Lion a couple weeks ago? Is that the Iker Nekuda is what? That all three should be together. Okay? They should be shalom with each other. So there's an Indian that you have to, basically goes like this. That between Purim and Pesach, how many days are there? 30 days, okay? So, very good. So we know there's 10 spheres. Keser, Chacham, Bina. Yeah? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisroel, Malchus. So what Svarim say is that you need 30 days to erase a Malek in each one of the 10 spheres in all three areas of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So what's 10 times 3?
30.
So that's 30 days of erasing a Malek. So the Nekud is that you have to erase a Malek in all three areas. So I'll tell you a nice remez itself. Yeah? So that means there's a Malek in three ways. Yeah, so if you take a Malik, 240 times 3, what do you get?
240 times 3, I want to say 720.
Good, 720. So 720 is a Malik times 3. So 720 is much in Martef. Martef is like a barrel of wine. So the way you erase them is daf with Yain on Purim. That's how you erase them. So Rem is itself. That's it. Chevri, you're out. Dismissed. Chevri, yeah, Purim. Yeah? No, that's a separate name. We'll get into that. But the Nekuda is that Chevra, we don't realize that what it's not enough just to say, I want to be a Jew, and to speak like a Jew. You have to be a Jew. You have to start doing. We have to erase a Malik in all three drachim, in all three areas. Dafka, to bring it into the Olam Ha'asiya, into this world, to do actions like a Jew. So when does the Hachana for Purim start? No, the concept is called what? 30 days before Achad. So when does it start?
Tu Bishar,
right? Wrong. It starts the day after Purim ends. That's when Purim starts. You know what I mean? No, so Nekud is, but 30 days before Purim is what? It's Tu Bishvat. So Tu Bishvat is really when the Achana begins. That's why I remember we said Tu Bishvat is referred to as Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. So remember we said this on Tu Bishvat. Take the Gematria of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. It's Gematria 982. It's Gematria exactly Machshava Dibur Maisa. That means that what? That the Achana to erasing Amalek on Purim is that what? That what? You have to make it in all three areas. That I bring it into the Olam Asiya, that I do. It's not enough that I talk about learning. I start to learn. I start to push more. I start to be more serious in what I'm doing. It's to do the Achan in all three drachim. to bring it all into Maisa. And Dafka, this is where Amalek's area is. Like we read a couple weeks ago, it says, Macha Emcha Zecha Amalek. What's the next words? Mitachas HaShemayim. So why does it say Mitachas HaShemayim? Why don't you just say Reis Amalek? It's because Amalek knows that above Shemayim, they have no Sheikhas there. Amalek's whole avoda is Dafka in this world, to not let you do things, to not let you do Maisim. Right? The hardest thing to do is to bring things into the Olamasiyah, to do actions. Right? Why? Because that's where Amalek is the biggest misnagid. They don't let you do that. It's the nekuda to start living our Yiddishkeit. Start pushing ourselves more. To do. To learn a little bit more. To daven stronger. To stop talking about how I want to daven better. Stop talking about how I want Shabbos to be gemaldik. It's to do it. Right? That's the nekuda of it. It's to fix the vav and the hay. Yeah? Yeah? So it goes like this, Deborah. Listen to this remez. You like this remez, okay? So basically, there, how many mitzvahs of the day are there on Purim?
Four.
What are they?
Megillah.
In order. Megillah, good, is number one.
And
the Suda. Very good. So you have four. So I think Svarim say that those four are connected Yud, K, Vav, and K. Okay? Yeah? So it goes like this, that the Megillah would be the hay, because that would be the first one. So it starts from the bottom up. Right? Then Matanos Avyonim.
What's the bottom up?
What?
What's the bottom up?
Because you build up. Right? You build up to get to the highest level. And then when you get to the Suda, you're already at the highest level. Right?
So it starts at the end of the word?
Yeah, it starts by the bottom. Yud is the highest of Yud Kevavke. Yud's like the highest.
No,
just what it represents. What the letter itself represents. Okay. Right? The Yud is like the most pure, it's the smallest, yeah? So it starts by the hey. So it means what? So what would the Megillah be correspond to? The letter hey. Now again, the letter hey represents the Olam HaAsiyah, represents this world. So now what are the two letters we said before we need to fix? Vav and K. Right?
Mark your hair or not?
No.
I'll draw it out.
Okay? Goes like this. Right? I'll do it in this way. So we said, you have Vav and hey. Chavre, this is very cool. I saw this last night. Okay, so how do you spell Vav?
Vav Yidvav.
You spell one way is Vav Yidvav, another way is Vav Alid Vav, or Vav Vav. So all those together equal 47. Three ways to spell Vav, okay? How do you spell Hey?
Hey
Yud, Hey Hey, and Hey Aleph. Three different ways to spell Hey. What's that, Gematria? 31. What's Gematria, all the Vavs and all the Hays together? 78. Gematria, exactly Megillah. Why? Because that's what the Megillah is about. The Megillah is about what? Revealing the Vav Neha. That's why, what does Megillah sound like? What does Megillah sound like?
Megalik.
Means to reveal. Everything Amalek does is what? They block it out. It's hidden. That's why we say on Rosh Hashanah, right? And we say on what? And we say on the Yom, on every Thursday, we say, Tikku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chageinu. So it means that, what does b'kesel yom chageinu mean? It means, how do we know when Rosh Hashanah is? But Kesel Mekenu means the day that the moon is covered. Because we know on Rosh Chodesh, the moon is very small. So Kisoy means the what? Covering. So Bakesel Yom Chagenu. So if Ruby's next day, take Bimachi of Bakesel Yom Chagenu is Bimachi exactly Amalek. Because Amalek's whole idea is that they block things out. It's that things are there, but they block it out. And that's exactly what they do to the shame, the Vav and the Hay. They block it out. But the Megillah, which is Gematria of Vav and Hay together, is what? You reveal, you bring out the Vav and the Hay. Which means that what? What does it mean for Avoda? It's that it's the day to start doing. It's the day you say, enough, stop talking about it. Enough that I want to be a Jew. Like we know from the Piazetzner, he says a Jew with just a Ratzon, and that you don't bring that Ratzon into Maisa, that's not a Ratzon. A Ratzon is that what? I bring it out. I start to act as a Jew. I start to push myself more. And I start making changes in my life. Right? To be more serious. To be more of a Ben Torah. And that's what Purim is about. It's the day that's in Olam HaAsiyah. It's the day of drinking, day of eating, of being in this world, of even wearing different clothing. Right? Why? But it's centered around that kunakuda of being in this world. And being the Kaddish this world. That's everything that it's about. The goal of everything is to reveal that the Shekhinah is in this world. Vasuli miktaf shachnati pesachom, that Hashem wants to be here, to reveal that the Shekhinah is present. So we said this world's called the Olam HaAsiyah. What's Gematria Asiyah? Ayin, Sin, Yud, Hey.
285.
Shin is 300.
385.
Asiyah is Gematria, exactly Shekhinah. is that what? It's to reveal that the Shekhinah is in our everyday actions. How many of us think that, no, I have to be like someone like Rav Shteyman or like Rav Matl Zilber, then I'll really see Shekhinah? No. It's when you start to do things, the Shekhinah becomes part of you. You become Shaykh to the Shekhinah. It's in this world. Like we say, Yichud Kutchabrichu Ushchente. Right? What are we talking about when we say that? Yichud Kutchabrichu Ushchente?
Bring them together.
You say like this. You say the Shem Yichud Kutchabrichu Ushchente, Bidchidu Rechumu Liyache Shem Yudke Bivavke. You say I should Yache Yudke and Vavke. So Yudke is Kutchabrichu, Ushchente is Vav and K. Which means that what? That's the Olam Hasiyah. It's the Indian of doing. It's to reveal the Shekhinah's here. Reveal Elokus here. And that's the fighting versus Amalek. Is what? Fighting versus Amalek is to reveal godliness in this world. To do actions. To do maise. Rav Matl says, one of the beautiful inyanim of Purim, more than anything else, is that every other nes that we've had was from a place called Lamal Minateva. For example, Yamsuf. Grace Yamsuf. That's splitting of the sea. Right? Wild. Right, all this stuff we had, Matan Torah was Mamish Nisan Nefas, Chanukah, Slamal Menetheva, Purim. How many times do you say Hashem's name in the Megillah? Right, if a person wanted to, you could go through the whole Megillah, like we said last night, and you could prove. The what? It's talking about Hashem. But if you wanted to, you could go through the Megillah and just say, wow, what an amazing coincidence that Mordechai happened to be there when Big Son and Sarah's planned to kill Ahasuerus. What a coincidence that when Ahasuerus was reading the story about Mordechai, Haman walked in. What a coincidence that Haman happened to build an eitz that he was hanged on. Right? What a coincidence that Esther was chosen as the queen. And a person can say that everything is just happenstance. And that's what a Malik wants you to think. That what? Yeah, that's it's just happenstance because Hashem's not here. But what Purim reveals you, what Megillas Esther and these Megale, what's Hester? It reveals all that's hidden, that what? Hashem's here. So the beauty of the Nes of Purim is that Rav Matl says in his Sefer, we should find it, goes like this. Ah, very good. It says, Kimo should be Arnu, that what? Shanishal Purim Chide Shekol HaTeva Hu Kulo Nisim. That what the Nes of Purim taught us is that the whole world is just Nisim. V'hu Chidish Gadol Banahaga Malchu Shemayim. That this world is not a world of Teva. That the world of Teva itself is just Nisim. Like we know, Ha Teva is Gematria Elokim. It's Hashem Vashem. Is that the person has to realize that what? I don't need to be Lamal Mateva. I don't need to be outer worldly. Right? Like you'll have people say, I need Nisim. If Hashem shows me Nisim, then I'll believe in Him. That's not what it is. Purim teaches you that what? You don't need to be Nisim. Just look in everyday action. Right? Breathing, talking, walking. And that's what Purim teaches us. That what in this world itself is so givadik. That this whole world is just Lamal Mateva. And that's what Purim teaches us, that you don't have to be outer worldly. You can be in this world and be an outer worldly type of person. That it's all Kulo Nisim. One of the things we say in Purim in Shemoneh Esrei is, what do we add in?
Al-Hanisim.
Al-Hanisim. Yeah? So I'll tell you two beautiful Ramazim I thought of last night. So we say Al-Hanisim. So what's the Nesis talking about? I'll tell you about Purim. I don't know. Just take the Gematria of Hanisim, the Miloy. So Hey is Hey. Nun is Nun Vav Nun. Samich is Samich Mem Ches. Chaf, 120. Yud is Yud Vav Dad. And Mem is Mem is 80. How much do you get? Can Ha Nisim B'Miloy. 10 plus 106 plus 120 plus 20 plus 80. The Yaakov Moshe, what do you got?
385.
Oh, close. Very close.
84.
Ooh.
336.
Oh, wow.
That was a very close
call. Ha-Nisim. It's closer than anything else, you know? Ha-Nisim. Milo is much of 336. What else is 336, Gavra? You should know this by now. Ah, my man. Purim. That Ha-Nisim is Purim. So, but what about Al-Hanisim? That's what we say, Al-Hanisim. So now you have to add to Ha-Nisim, Ayin is 130, B'Milo, and Lam is 74. So what do you got? Add 130 and 74 to 336.
540.
So Al Hanisim B'Miloy is Gematria exactly Choshech B'Miloy. That the Nisim is that what that's revealed is what? The Nisim that's within Choshech. That's within hiddenness. That's the Nisim that it's talking about. And that's what we're praising Hashem for. And that's what Purim's all about. It's what within the Teva. It's to find Hashem within Teva. To realize that what? That in this world, that Hashem wants Bali Avoda in this world. He wants Avoda here. And that's what Purim teaches us. To reveal that the whole world we're living in is Kulo Nisim. To find Hashem in everything you do. That in my Gemara, when I'm learning Gemara, find Hashem's with me right now. In Tefillah, Hashem's with me. When I'm eating with Chevra, Hashem's with me. Right? And so many things that we think are impossible. right? That a person wants to, I don't know, a person wants to grow a beard and he wants his wife to wipe like his beard, right? So might say it's hard sometimes. Be down with Hashem. And maybe Hashem will help you. Person wants to go to Uman for Hashem. Looks impossible. You daven. I have a friend one time who told me these things, right? Yeah. Too much information, huh? Right? Yeah, it's a friend. He texted me last night, you know? Sore topic. Yeah? But then Akud is, boy, you have to realize that what Hashem can pull things off. Talk to Hashem to reveal that. We'll just finish now with the Torah from the Sif Sechein. Very beautiful idea. Since we're coming mamash tomorrow night, we're already going to be davening and saying Ya'al V'Yavah. It's in the Sefer Sif Sechein on page Chav Vav. We'll just read two paragraphs. It's like this. What's the big simcha of Purim? Yeah, I mean, everything's a big simcha of Purim. It goes like this. Is that we see by Purim something so unique. Is that we see that every single holiday is always about Vayisa Ach Sameach, right? V'samachta V'chagecha. So why by Purim is it Mishnechaz Adar Mar B'Simcha? And Purim is the day of Mishnah B'Simcha. There's such like a big emphasis on it. Why? What causes that? Let's listen to the beautiful words. V'zehu v'simcha k'fula hashor b'Purim. There's a double simcha that applies by Purim. Like it says in the Megillah in Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. V'nahapochu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim him v'sneim. So what does v'nahapochu mean? Right. But everything was turned over. That we overruled and we took over our enemies. It wasn't just that Haman's plans failed. You would think if Haman's plan failed, that would have been enough. No, that would have been enough. Right, on that itself, that Haman's plans failed, we should make a yontif, right? We would have a yontif for that. Achen kan od. We grabbed this whole zman, shechodesh adar, mitachas mimshalasam. It's not just that we were saved, it's that we took it from them. Kochos harav sitra acharas matzan, v'zachul ikanis tachas mimshalas koach ha-kedusha, chalko she'akov. It's that we grabbed this zman of adar, we brought it into kedusha. V'lachin shoras simcha b'chol ha-chodesh. Mean that what? It wasn't enough just that Haman didn't succeed, it's that dafka, we killed Haman. And all the plans that they wanted to do to us, we did to them. So I mean, one would think maybe it's just Sumera. But it's not just Sumera. It's Sumera, but there's also Va'aseh Tov, is that we did on Purim. It's not just that we stopped, it's that we did. That Purim is a day of doing. V'yadua, the etzem inyan ha-simcha ha-idei ha-shtanus midavar ala hafucho. Right, one of the greatest simchas is when the opposite happens. For example, you have a team when an underdog wins, right? There's a big simcha in that. Why? Because you wouldn't think that would happen. Because of something so unexpected, right? There's a simcha. He says it gives a mashal. Imagine if like the Rosh Hashiva showed up tomorrow in like a LeBron James t-shirt, like DRS sweatpants and flip-flops, right? And a winter classic hat, yeah? And like a sulam knapsack. Everyone would be like, no? You'd honestly think it's Purim, no?
You think it's higher than you think it's
Mashiach. Sorry, it's a terrible example. You think it's Mashiach, no? Right? Right? No, but imagine if, I don't know, a Rebbe who wears, a Haredi Rebbe, who wears a hat and jacket every day, showed up like that. Right? It would be like hysterical. I remember when I was Shana Aleph, one of the Rebbeim and the Tiv dressed up as me for Purim. That I remember, because I had like a South Africa team jacket, which is like all like the colors, right? So he stole my sweatshirt, wore that. He wore like interesting like pants that I wore, and he stole my like very colorful shoes, and stole like a colorful yarmulke that I had. And I was like, where are all these? I was planning to wear it on Purim. Like, where are all these things? I show up at the masiv, and he's like, oh, Shrier, look, guess who I am? I was like, I'm gonna kill you, stole my clothing, you know? But it was hysterical. Everyone was dying laughter. Why? Because he was wearing. Like a rainbow, you know? Mom, she was wearing like all these colors. Right? So everyone's gonna die of laughter. Why? Because it's the opposite of what's normal. It wasn't enough that we were just saved from Haman. We all got flipped over. It's that we took over and we killed all the Amalekim. And Mordechai, it wasn't just enough that Beis Haman was gone. Who took over the house of Haman? Mordechai. It all became complete simcha for us and complete tova for us. That's the beauty of Purim. That's why the whole Chodesh of Adar is a time of simcha. To do things of simcha. If it requires you to flap your wings and dance on the top of chairs, then that's what you got to do also. And to find things to wear to the Suda, to find things to make yourself a simcha. Hakol, why? The hodos la Hashem al Asher heifech lanu miyagun simcha. But again, the nakud is that you're not just dressing up to, for the sake of dressing up. It's all but derech simcha to thank Hashem for everything. V'nase v'nahapachu Asher yishatu Yehudim heim b'soneim. And the nakud is that what? Is that we took sumira, but we turned it into asay tov. Is that we did with it. And that's what Purim is all about, Chevra. That's what these days are all about. It's to take all these things that Hashem gives us, all these matanas that Hashem gives us, the fact that we're here learning for the year, right? To start being serious a little bit. Start pushing a little bit more on learning. Start pushing a little more on tefillah, in his vodus, in avodus Hashem, in being mechabed our rebbein, mechabed our friends, ahavas Yisrael, right? It's a time now to start doing. It's time to start pushing. Because what you can get in one day of other and the time of other, you might not be able to get that the whole year. We said before, Adar is Aleph Dar, that Hashem's dwelling with us coming up, tomorrow night already. So Nakud is to take advantage of us, start pushing now. Because Amalek's, believe me, Amalek's going to push very hard to not let you in. But what you can gain during these days of Adar, you might not be able to gain the rest of the year. You can't. Adar is a time of an Esrat Zom Mamish, where the gates are open to us. And a person has to realize that what? You have to decide, do I want this or not? But again, Chevra, it's not enough that Ratzim. We said before, what? Machshava, Dibur? And the Iker is what? To bring it into Maisa, like we saw from Basayin. To bring it into Asiya, Gematria Shechina. And to know that what? The Shechina is with you. And Hashem's going to help you to do it. It requires us to push a little bit more. It requires us to mechazik each other. Mechazik ourselves. Mechazik every single Chevra that you have. To push, to do all Maisa, to do more Maisim. And be Zochra, Mekabla, Nez Aperm. And like we say, Hatzileini, Miklipas Amalek. To save us from the Klip of Malek. Vizakeini, Lekabla, Kedushas Purim. Visiyat, Lishmaya.